Tēnā rākoutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Nei rā timi atu ki a koutou katoa e noho pūmau e hakarongo pūmau ki tō tātou tāngo o te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Iwa te kaumāwhidu iratahi. Kua tai ki te wā ki te kōrero ki tētahi atu kai kōrero mōti ahiahi nei i roto i te whare pā pāho o te hiko te ika. E pāna ki tēnei ā wangawanga o tātou te rehitia ki tētahi o ngā tākuta i roto i te tai tokerau pēra i te hokianga. Pēra ki a kai tāia hoeno rā me tāuri ake tātou ki aia ki te hakatau i aia i tēnei wā. Nō tērā pauaka whakāta tuatahi me te hōtaka o Sunday. Nō reira, me tāuri ake tātou ki aia. Kia ora, welcome. So before we get started, could you please just, for our listeners, introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from and what you do.
Kia ora, Joel. I'm Janet McIntyre. I'm with the Sunday team on TVNZ, 7:30 on Sunday night. And I've worked there for, well, I've been there for 25 years actually. So, but here we are for the first time for me anyway, up here in Kaitaia. We've decided to come up here. I'm a reporter and we've covered stories all around the country, but we've decided to come up north because we've heard about this really critical doctor shortage in the far north. And we wanted to find out why, when this is such a beautiful place, why there is such a critical shortage of doctors and how it's impacting on the local community.
Yeah, well, that has been a matter of discussion for our community for the last few months, and throughout 2019, we have been seeing many messages on Facebook, on the Doubtless Bay Notice page, and also the Kaitaia Notice page, with many mothers and others finding it difficult to register their kids or even themselves with a GP, whether it's in the Doubtless Bay, within Cable Bay at Mamaru Clinic, or either in Kaitaia. So this has been an issue. We are yet to find a solution or hear about anybody proposing a solution, but that is definitely something that is happening within the far north. So reaching out to ones like Dr. Lance O'Sullivan and others who have tried to create a mobile clinic, we are yet to find someone to actually apply that within the far north. So what is it that you're really looking for at the moment? Are you trying to reach out to people and have these discussions in regards to the difficulty that we are having in the far north?
That's right. We've spoken to quite a few doctors actually, and got to say they're pretty amazing people. They do really long hours. We spoke to one woman doctor who, you know, at her busiest had 35 patients in one morning. Another doctor who actually had 4,500 patients on his books, and he literally was exhausted and had to quit. And I guess locals here know these doctors and know their stories, but to me that's, you know, phenomenal, 4,500 patients, and it's understandable that they could feel like this is just overwhelming. And that's the picture we're getting, that doctors really, both in the private clinics and also now, also in the DHB, are just, you know, really struggling to manage personally themselves. And of course, because the doctors here, the GP clinics in this area have now closed the books, that's now having a knock-on effect into the DHB. So accident and medical is also under duress. Caring for people who now can't get registered, and these are obviously people who haven't been here, who have moved to the area and who now find themselves unable to get GP care.
Yeah, and we really haven't found anyone who has proposed something within the last year to try and address this issue. So with the population growing, moving from Auckland to the far north and those who are moving south, this seems to be an issue that may be arising within many of the rural areas of New Zealand. Did the doctors actually propose any solutions, or did they, or anyone who you have spoken to so far, have they given any idea of something that we could possibly do within the far north?
Well, I guess one possible solution is simply to get more doctors. How do you attract doctors here? Well, why wouldn't you want to live here? It's so beautiful. My goodness, it's so warm. And the people are friendly. And we've actually just really enjoyed being here these last few days. Really enjoyed it. So on the face of it, it seems difficult because you have a beautiful environment. You have a lovely, cohesive, what seems to us to be a fairly cohesive community. You have you know, lots of good reasons for doctors to be here. We understand there are 5 vacancies for full-time doctors here at the moment, vacancies that can't be filled. And they're highly paid vacancies as well. So that would be one solution, is to simply do whatever it takes to bring doctors into the area. And that may be encouraging the younger training doctors to work in these rural communities more. Another is simply to rely less on doctors and more on other health professionals who can do a lot of the doctor's roles, like, for instance, nurses, you know, who can sort of just take over some of those more basic tasks that doctors do. So I guess the reason that we've walked off the street to come and chat to you is because we'd really like to hear from people about the particular hardship they're facing, unable to get into a GP, unable to register with a GP who knows your medical history, who knows what drugs might work for you or which haven't. And I mean, everybody surely deserves to have a relationship with a personal GP who knows their past and can help them with their current problems.
I think you addressed it right there, is that we tend to rely on our GPs, though, for just about everything, any medical issue where you raised. At times, we could simply be going to nurses. We could even just be going to the local witch doctor, or, you know, those wrong or mouldy, and simply even just looking after ourselves a little bit more. Yeah. There are many options out there, but I think we as society have been nurtured into thinking that our GP will fix everything. Yeah. And that is really the main worry there. But you also raised the fact that the North, it's a beautiful place. There are 5 vacancies there. Why wouldn't people want to come? One thing that I know is that I've had a number of doctors over the years for about 18 months, and then 8 months, another one from Switzerland, one from America, one from Canada, over the last 5 years. How do we keep these doctors? Mm. And how do we keep these doctors? And that's one of the main things. We may get some up here who will be willing to work for a year and get some experience, not only of working in the North, but also just living in the North. But how do we keep them here?
I can't answer that question, really. I suppose people who are coming from overseas countries, they are wanting to possibly, you know, have a complete New Zealand experience. So they might want to have 6 months here and then 6 months down in Southland. I mean, I don't know the answer to that question.
Neither do I, and which is why I simply asked it, just to confirm the fact that we have been asking all these questions of ourselves since we have been seeing this matter arise and becoming a significant matter of the North, as our health. Without health, we hardly have anything else. Mm. We can't work. We can't look after ourselves, let alone look after our families at times. And these are some of the basic impacts that have been spoken about within the communities. It's just finding these people again, I suppose, so that they can speak to you and get their stories out.
That would be great. That would be great. And one thing that occurred to me is with the doctors here, with the GPs here not accepting any new patients, what happens when a baby is born? Is that new baby going to be accepted onto the books as a new patient? Or are there people who've had experience where they simply can't enroll their new baby into medical care? Now, surely a newborn vulnerable baby deserves the very best we can offer in terms of medical care. I don't know the answer to that question, but I wonder if people have had experience having difficulty enrolling their newborn.
Absolutely, and these are just some of the questions that we have to start asking the DHB. Many have been talking about private care, private health care, and other things, but even those are starting to fill up. I think simply our government and the local governments needs to be looking at this matter, as well as, or at least as important as the Ngāpuhi claims, as the settlements that are happening up here in the far north, as those environmental impacts that are happening within the far north. However, it's clear between yourself and I that we don't have these answers, but we surely need to have these questions asked to the right people. And who do we consider to be those right people? Simply the DHB?
Well, that's who we're trying to speak to at the moment. We're not having much luck at the moment trying to secure an interview with the DHB, but we're hopeful that we will get that.
Yeah. Okay, then. So for those out there of the public who would like to probably share their story with you and get their story out about their hardship, the difficulties and the impacts that are upon them at this time with being unable to register either themselves or any of their family members, how could they possibly get in contact with either yourself or Sunday to get their stories out and share them with you?
We would be so grateful if people would let us know if they need, you know, if they're in need of help. And I guess the best way that you could do that is by calling us. We're here for another couple of days, and you could call me on 021-409-001. You can speak to either me or Steve, as my producer that I'm here with. And you've got lovely Gary as well, who's the cameraman. He would meet you too. We're a friendly team, and we would, you know, really treat you and your experience with respect.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, whānau, if you're listening out there and you know anyone who is going through this current difficulty of being able to register with any of the healthcare within the Far North, please feel free to call that number, contact them, share your story, and consider it to be a way of trying to move forward and have some action put on achieving some form of registration with a healthcare within the Far North. Thank you again for joining us this afternoon. Before we end, do you have any final quarter or any final messages that you would like to put out to everybody in regards to this issue, this matter in front of us today?
We'd just like to say we very much empathise with people who are, you know, going through difficulty seeking something that we probably take for granted in places like Auckland, and that is ready access to your doctor. And I can't really imagine what it must be like knowing that you have to wait and wait for weeks to see your doctor, and for those who don't even have the benefit of a GP who knows them well.
Ai, no reire, te iwi, koi ara te kaupapa kōrero o te ahiahi nei e pāna ki te hauara o te tangata i roto i te tai tokerau, i roto i te hiku o te ika, pēra ki te hokianga hakapau, karakia te āwangawanga, te uaua ke, te rehitia tō whānau, ia koe hoki a ki tētahi wāhi, tētahi pū hauara, pēra ki te hauara o hokianga, pēra ki te hauara o te hiku o te ika, hoionara e te whānau, neira te miati ki a koutou katoe, honohono mai i tēnei wā, hakarongo tonu mai ki te iwa te kaumā whitu i ratahi te iareri.